Hey friends, hey listeners, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thanks for tuning in today, wherever you're listening from, whatever part of the world, whatever you're up to today, whether you're out and about or, well, I guess, what's the opposite of out and about? Whether you're just in and settled, I suppose, whatever you're up to. Today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. This is a fun one today. We're going to hear about how somebody made their first $1,000. This guy is actually a pretty young student, and he's making a lot more than $1,000. But of course, we're going to look at those steps of getting started. This guy's name is Rami. He's in the Chicago area. He is a psychology undergrad student who's tried a few different side hustles. So already a serial side hustler at a young age. I love it. And one that's taken off is renting cars through Turo. Now, Turo is a platform kind of like Airbnb, but for cars. If you've got a car, you can rent it out. And you'll notice I said cars and referring to Rami, this guy you're going to hear from. He's not just renting his own car. He actually started with that, but has since acquired multiple vehicles and has turned this into a whole operation. So pretty cool. Let's hear the story, some details from Rami, along with some lessons learned. I'll come back with a quick wrap up. Hey, by the way, glad you're out there. Thanks for tuning in today.
As a psychology student with a passion for entrepreneurial ventures, I never imagined that my side hustle would begin with an unintentionally hilarious car rental experience. My journey into the world of Turo and managing a fleet of rental cars started with a simple mix-up that led me to earn my first $1,000 and eventually grow my income to more than $5,000 a month. One day, I rented a car on Turo for a weekend road trip with friends. And you know, we were pretty pumped about this adventure. But here's the thing. When we arrived at the car owner's house, we realized that there were two identical cars parked in the driveway. Like, they didn't look a bit different. And in our haste, we of course ended up taking the wrong car. So fast forward to a couple hours later, we got a pretty confused call from the owner. But thankfully, they had a pretty great sense of humor. And after exchanging apologies and a good laugh, we were able to continue our trip without needing to swap the cars. This amusing incident got me thinking about the potential of Turo as a side hustle. I began researching the platform, the car rental market, and the strategies other successful car owners were using to generate income. And with a small initial investment, I bought a used car and then listed it on Turo. My first $1,000 came in quickly, and only after the first couple weeks of rentals. As my Turo side hustle began to grow, I knew that I had to eventually implement new strategies to scale my business and reach my goal of earning $5,000 a month. So here were the four things I did that kind of helped me make the leap. The first thing was to expand the fleet. So as demand for my first car proved to be pretty sustainable, I reinvested the profits from that into purchasing more cars. I carefully selected a variety of car models that catered to different renters' needs. So for example, we have fuel-efficient compact cars for the budget-conscious travelers, and then we also have like larger vehicles for families. After that, I targeted customer segments. So I identified specific customer segments with unique needs and tailored my offerings to meet those needs. For example, I offered discounted long-term rentals for long residents in need of temporary transportation, as opposed to just the tourists who were visiting for a few days. Then I had to streamline my operations, because as my business grew, I needed to optimize my operational processes to save time and then also furthermore reduce expenses. I negotiated for better deals with insurance providers, then implemented a preventative maintenance schedule to minimize vehicle downtime, and then I outsourced a bunch of cleaning services to ensure that my cars were always in tip-top condition. Then comes the analyzing and adapting, which meant that I constantly needed to monitor my business's performance. That meant paying really close attention to key metrics like the rental frequency, the customer satisfaction, and revenue growth. I then used this data to continuously refine my strategies and then furthermore maximize profits. So by combining these tactics and constantly learning from these experiences over time, I successfully scaled my Turo side hustle from earning $1,000 a month to over $5,000. With this level of income, I now find myself at a crossroads, contemplating whether to continue with my psychology studies or fully embrace my entrepreneurial passions. Regardless of the path I choose though, my journey with Turo has taught me the value of perseverance, adaptability, and embracing opportunities, even when they arise from unexpected beginnings.
Awesome. Thanks so much to Rami. Really appreciate you sharing that story. A lot of people have done Turo, but most of them don't scale it like that. I think in the Side Hustle book, and maybe one of our very first episodes, we told another story of someone who had done it with, I think, 9 or was it 11 or 12 vehicles in the Los Angeles area. So it's possible, you know, for someone to replicate this model, just depending on their local market, some other factors and such. But very cool. Very, very cool. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed the story. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. As mentioned, this is episode 2326. So our notes for today, sidehustleschool.com/2326. So glad you're out there. We've got a new episode coming out tomorrow. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.